Good evening, Indian Valley, and Merry Christmas. And as our tradition has been for many years now, we're going to read Luke chapter 2, first 20 verses, hear the word of the Lord. Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." While the angel had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying one to another, "Let us go straight into Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about the child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. This is the word of the Lord. For the last 7 years now, 7 years, right? 7 Christmas Eves ago tonight, 7 years we've been reading Luke chapter 2, 7 years straight. Plus, as you know, Linus, every year, Christmas time and Charlie's Brown Christmas, he reads the same text, right? He quotes Luke chapter 2 ever since 1965, right? Which is a year older than I am. So this should be a very familiar text to probably all of us, or most of us at least, in this room. Probably pretty familiar. And you know how it goes. The angel appears. He doesn't appear to the high and mighty, to kings, to the Pharisees, the lofty people. The angel comes and appears to the lowly, to shepherds abiding in the field by night. And the angel says this in verses 10 and 11. the angel comes and says, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born to you," and listen, there's three titles here, "a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And scholars have long noted for centuries that these three titles reveal the greatness of Mary's son. For God sent a Savior into the world. Because remember, Jesus is a Savior. He will live the perfect life, and he will die the perfect death as the perfect sacrifice on the cross, for he has come to save his people from their sins. And he is Christ. Jesus is Christ, because he is God's anointed Messiah come into the world. And Jesus is Lord, because he is not just fully human, but he is fully God. God in flesh. So he is God too. So he is the Lord in the fullest sense. And verse 12, the angel tells the shepherds this. This is verse 12 again. It says, "And this will be a sign for you," and listen, you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And I want you to catch the words, obviously, try to accent them. You will find. And let me ask you, what do these words imply? You will find. What does this imply? Does it imply that the shepherds were just to sit around content with the knowledge that the Christ has entered the world? Or does it not rather suggest that they were to go and find him? That they were to go and see him? Surely that is heaven's intent. You will find. It's like get out of the nest and go see this Christ. And suddenly there's an angelic host that joins the other angels. They appear, they praise God, and they disappear. And in Luke chapter 2, the message has been delivered. The sermon has been preached. And now the question is, how will the shepherds respond? What will they do? How will the shepherds respond? And you know the rest of the story. You've been hearing it for a long, long time. And we just read it once again, 7 years straight. You know how it goes. Verse 14, the shepherds, they go to the Christ. They go. They don't sit there in the field. They go to the Christ. And also, when they meet this Christ named Jesus, they don't keep Jesus the best secret in their lives. They don't just keep it tight to their chest, the best kept secret of their lives, because verse 17 very clearly says they freely just tell others. They tell others of this Savior come into the world. And they went back later on, they went back out into the fields, back to their jobs. They went back, but they went back different. They went back different. For verse 20 tells us they went back just like the angels. They went glorifying and praising God as they went. There's something new about them. And listen, Indian Valley, in our text, the message has been delivered in Luke chapter 2. The sermon has been preached. And that's how the shepherds responded to the Savior, Christ the Lord. And may I suggest to you that in reference to Jesus, we're to respond the same way too. 2,000 years later, we're to respond the same way too. For we two are not to just know about this Lord that we talk about in his incarnation every Christmas, but not just to know of this, Lord, but we're to go to him as well for forgiveness. You know where the gospel ends, at the cross and the resurrection. We're to go to him for forgiveness, for pardon, for reconciliation, for righteousness. It's all bound up in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to go to him as well, and we're to speak of this Lord and not keep him the best kept secret in our lives. We're to speak about him, and we are to glorify this God in our lives as well. For as one old dead guy put it many years ago, 3 centuries plus ago, he said this of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said this of Jesus: he was born of a virgin that we might be born of God. He took on flesh that he might give us his spirit. He lay in a manger that we might lie in paradise. And he came down from heaven that he might bring us to God. And for the shepherds, church, for the shepherds, the message was delivered, the sermon had been preached, and the shepherds responded to the Lord. And so with us, every Christmas season, and many Sundays as well, we focus, though in particular on Christmas, on God with us. God with us. God come in the flesh, in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's here. And he is available for pardon, to reconcile us to God and give us a relationship with the living God. And church, listen, once again, the message this year has been delivered. The sermon has been preached. And the call to us is the same as it was for the shepherds 2,000 years ago, because we are to respond to this Savior who is Christ the Lord too. We're to respond as well, not just knowing about him, but we too, just like the shepherds, we are to go to him for salvation. We are to speak of this Christ who saves us from the pit. And we are to glorify him in our lives. As long as we live, we are to glorify him in our lives. So, oh church, let's remember Jesus in all these things. Let's remember him. Let's remember him now, and let's remember him tomorrow as we get up on Christmas Day, and let's remember him every day. Amen. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, oh Lord, we thank you for Jesus. He is the reason we celebrate. He is the reason we gather. And Lord, I pray that he would be magnified in our midst. Here we are, just a little slice of the world. And I pray, oh Lord, that we would bow to this King in our lives, in our hearts, that we would yield to him, the Savior sent by you to save us, the Savior who is Christ the Lord. Oh, may he reign in our lives. May we have more than just a knowledge of him. But, oh Lord, may we be his subjects too. And may that shine forth, especially among us, the people of God. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.